Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
4 o'clock straight up here on The Fan, Evan and Tiki. But no Evan, no Sean. Loogie and Lightning, Tommy and Tiki here on The Fan. Got you to 630, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy DeVito should be the starter for the Giants in week one. The Mets are, you know, positive Tommy, undefeated all week. We will get into the Jets. We will get into Aaron Rodgers. Craig and Susan calling the games this weekend. No Yankees tonight. Rained out, doubleheader tomorrow. Now, I have not watched a lot of the Olympics, but I have seen a lot on the internet. And I'm just here to say this is the thirstiest Olympics I've ever seen. I mean, the thirst traps going on right now is ridiculous. We got it on right now. It's hard to concentrate right now, Teak. Diggy, you got only fan models basically in the Olympics. I thought you had to be an Olympic athlete. This is supposed to be the best of the best.
Well, they also are. You can be both.
You can. They're twerking.
They're not mutually exclusive. Now you know, Tommy.
Yes.
Why? I don't know if you know this, but when me and my twin brother were young, we didn't want to be football players. We wanted to be track stars.
I'm sure you did, big fella.
And Rondé was actually pretty good. Yeah. He won the indoor national championship in the 55-meter hurdles. I was second in the long jump. But we loved track and field. And people were like, oh, why don't you play baseball? Why don't you like play soccer or whatever? Because we played soccer when we were younger, and we were good at it, but we just kind of hated it. And they're like, have you ever gone to a track and field meet? Have you ever been to the pin relays? Have you ever seen college athletes that run track?
And it looks like such a kinky sex activity.
Exactly right.
I mean,
it's just amazing.
It is amazing.
The bodies and the physicality, it is awesome.
Yeah, you have me at bodies. But yeah, so I'm watching the game. I'm watching the Olympics, and I'm just sitting here. I'm like, how many husbands, how many fathers right now are sitting there in their basement in their man caves watching the Olympics? You got your wife knocking on the door. Not now, honey. I'm watching the Olympics. Don't bring the kids in right now because I'm watching the pole vault or whatever.
Sounds like you're one of them.
I am absolutely one of them. The internet is undefeated. I mean, every single day there's a new story about this, that, and the other, and the pictures, and I'm sitting there going, why am I not? The ratings for the Paris Olympics will be through the roof. I've never seen this before. Now, you get it more in the Summer Olympics. I don't think, like, you know, the bobsledding team from Sweden is showing off anything.
Oh, the speed skaters are thick as hell.
That's true. You wear the tight spandex, right. But I'm watching every single, people tell me, do you see the men's U.S. Olympic team basketball? No. I'm watching, you know, basically, whatever, swimming. Why? Because it's a thirst trap. And that's why they got my man Snoop there. Reportedly, this guy's making $500,000 to be there, Teak. Did you see this?
$500,000 a day.
A day. Good. Yeah, a day.
And he's there for a fortnight. Actually, probably longer than a fortnight. He's probably, I think it's 18 days that he's over there. That's a lot. That's $9 million.
$9 million. I mean, now Snoop, of course,
it's a drop in the bucket for what they make.
Oh, beyond,
so,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily matter. But Snoop is everywhere. I've actually enjoyed Snoop in this Olympics. The equestrian. This dressage or whatever they call it.
Yeah, equestrian, I think, is like when a horse,
when he first started, he's like, oh, man, the horse is crip walking.
Yeah.
it was awesome.
No, Snoop just adds all that humor and comedy, and he's worth every single penny that they're paying him. But that's why I think they're showing him so much on TV, because reportedly he's making $500K. And look, very few people Snoop Dogg has lived his best life for years. They had that thing about a year ago. It was this brilliant campaign where he went on Twitter and he said basically, like, I'm giving up smoke. Which everybody thought was marijuana, ended up being, you know, an advertisement, which was brilliant because, let's be honest, I mean, Snoop Dogg is not giving up marijuana anytime soon, probably never. Snoop's on the Mount Rushmore. I think when I think marijuana, I would go, and help me out here, guys, if I'm wrong here. I'm going Mount Rushmore, top four, however you want to do it. Snoop, of course. Cheech and Chong, I consider, I'm not going to split them. They are their own entity.
Dude, they might be, I don't know. They might eclipse Snoop.
I'm not doing this in order. I'm just saying top four.
They made it like mainstream. Cool.
The late, great Bob Marley has got to be on that list as well.
Oh, it's his religion.
And I would go Willie Nelson. J.R. Smith? No, am I forgetting anybody else?
Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah, that was a good one. I think just as far as Seth Rogen, I think, is a good one too.
No, Tommy, because I said Willie Nelson before you said Willie Nelson. You nailed it.
That was before.
And I said Cheech and Chong before you said Cheech and Chong. So you nailed it.
How about... Towley, was that his name in South Park? What did it have?
But that's a fake.
It's a cartoon. I agree.
It's not real.
So we're in agreement. Snoop, Cheech and Chong,
and whatever order you want to put them in.
Any order. Bob Marley and Willie Nelson.
Talking about celebrities that endorse marijuana ridiculously.
No, just not even endorse it. Just they're known to
speed pot.
Don't even care.
Yeah, I mean, you
and have
it.
Never cared. That's the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, he's nailed it. Yeah.
That's the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
No, Wiz Khalifa.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, it's a good one, too. I think you have to put in, like, a real, like, career for it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be at that, like, legendary status.
Yeah,
like I said, Seth Rogen's another really good one,
you
too.
You got to be, you know, clipping towards 60 and still doing it.
No doubt about it, 100%.
I mean, Willie was, like, 80.
Yeah. You know what? You know there's another good one? Because I loved Half-Baked as a kid. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I thought of him, but
right?
Doesn't hold a candle.
But only because of the movie.
Right, correct.
What a movie,
Half-Baked. Fly me to the moon.
You could argue that Jim Brewer was the highest in that whole film, too. You know what I mean?
That's true. Brewer, another good one. Met fan, obviously, from around here. Chappelle's a great one, and we've talked about
I think Brewer was probably more the pothead in the movie.
100%. Yes. And the guy on the couch.
Was more like the comedy.
And the guy on the couch.
Yeah, the guy who just was always on the couch. Yeah.
Now, when I say Snoop, I also include, of course, the
Who
arch.
Was that? That was somebody. Was that who? Rich?
Oh, on the couch? It was the comedian. He had that dry
Richard
sense.
Lewis?
No. He had that
no,
dry.
No, not Richard Lewis.
It was the comedian that has the dry sense of humor. He's one-liners.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. I think he's the one that had if 7-Eleven's open 24 hours a day, why is there a lock on the door? He was a comedian. It wasn't Mitch Hedberg, who was another guy that was great with the one-liners. I forgot his name. Steven something, I want to say. Everybody's screaming at their radio
right now.
We'll get it in a second here. When I say Snoop Dogg, though, I also include...
Steven Wright.
There you go. All right, Lukey. He's pretty good there. Steven Wright, the dry comic. I consider with Snoop the arch magic Don Juan, of course. You know, we're going to the moon. I'll see you at the stars. I consider him. Oh! Cat Williams. Cat Williams, at the very least, has to be mentioned. I mean, Cat Williams.
Honorable mention.
Love Cat Williams. Very funny. Like, Cat Williams, for sure, would be on that list as well. So, there's a lot of people that would stake claim to this. People I'm not even remembering right now.
You see what Snoop at the Olympics leads to our conversation? We're not even talking about the men's basketball win last night.
Who cares?
Not even talking about Sidney McLaughlin, Lerone, who just smashed the world record in the 400-meter hurdles.
Yeah.
Looked fantastic doing it as well. Like, we're not even talking about the sport. It leads you to talking about Snoop as the Mount Rushmore king.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. This is my thought process here. Apparently OnlyFans models now could be Olympians. None of us could basically be Olympians, but we've probably all, you know, had a little bit of that. You know, I'm just saying here, a little of that, something that, a little green
not
stuff.
Not me, no way.
No, all right, well, yeah, not me. Okay. Well, you know, lightning can strike inside too, Scott. So, we've all kind of can relate to that at the very least. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Rick in Tampa. He's been waiting patiently. What's up, Rick?
What up, Rick?
Yeah, what's up, guys? You know, Lugie, you're just talking about that. This is the first Olympics that I remember. All these little screenshots of these swimmers and stuff that I see popping up. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, exactly what you're talking about. It's crazy.
Yeah, put the women and children to bed when you're watching the Olympics.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Hey, listen, two things. One, first of all, I agree with you, Tommy, about last year when Tommy DeVito did not play the string out. That was, I have no idea why he didn't get a chance to show what he could do. It was just terrible to bring in Taylor instead.
Yeah, I thought the Giants pulled the plug on DeVito because it was becoming too much of the off-the-field stuff. I don't even want to say a distraction because they were, even though they were in the hunt, they were essentially out of fatigue, but I just felt like they wanted to kind of curtail the momentum and the wave that was Tommy DeVito.
Right, but they should have kept them in there. But I want to say this now. What is our pride, our proud toy that's in the garage right now for the Giants this year? It's Malik Nabers, right?
For sure. Yeah.
He's our guy. So you got to look at it this way. I know the Giants have to look, how are we going to maximize him? Is Daniel Jones the deep threat for getting Nabers deep? Is that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Tommy DeVito, and I love Tommy DeVito as well, but if he can't maximize that, then it will be Daniel Jones, and the only way, an injury is the only way, and if that ever happened, then that's going to be his chance to shine. But I don't think it would change until then, because Malik Nabers, I think Daniel throws a better deep ball than Tommy does. So that's what I think they're going to really gear the season around, because Nabers is great. You already saw him upset because he wasn't getting the ball already.
Yeah, so, I mean, he handled it well-ish.
I'm glad Rick brought that up because I've been teasing it all day. If you didn't watch the game last night, I get it. It's a preseason game. You got other things going on.
No targets. Malik,
no targets. He was open all night, though, at least from my vantage point. You could argue it, but he was open a lot. Drew Lock, who was bad, couldn't find him. And I saw him on the sideline, and he had that resting you-know-what face. He just looked unhappy. And again, this is a guy coming from LSU, NFL, just a generational talent, one would say. And he looked, to me, frustrated. Now, he said some things even after the game, whatever, but the point, nothing bad, but just, you know, he wants to win, you know, he wants to make an impact, and the fans want to see him get the rock.
Well, he basically said after the game, for those who missed it, he said, like, everything's got to be perfect for me to get the ball.
So
it sounds like a subtle shot at whatever quarterback was not throwing him the ball.
Locke was bad, so I don't have a problem with saying that. Some of those throws
were tight window throws, and Drew Lock is trying to earn the fans and, I guess, really more importantly, the coach's trust, even though he's almost guaranteed to be here because of the signing that he got, bonus and guaranteed salary. But some of those throws, you just throw, right? Just
get him the ball.
If he's covered, you give him a shot, especially if it's a man type coverage, and Detroit runs a lot of man coverage. You gotta trust your wide receivers. Now, maybe the rapport is not there yet. Maybe he has that rapport with Daniel Jones because he's obviously running with the number ones.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Locke and Nabers worked together that much in the summer. I didn't see it when I went to camp.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. It's probably mostly Daniel Jones, especially because Daniel Jones is at least as we understand it now, not going to play in the preseason.
Yes,
and so you got to get as many reps as you can, because that timing doesn't just happen. It's not through osmosis that you're, okay, I know exactly where you're going to be, Malik Nabers, when we run this go route. Right? You got to do it multiple times. And so Daniel's going to get most of those reps. But you could tell he's frustrated. And the other thought that I had when I saw that he didn't have any targets, obviously no catches, and I heard him talking after the game, was, you remember in Hard Knocks when he was sitting with Brian Daboll?
Yes.
And Joe Shane.
Was this when Daboll had his feet up the entire time?
No, I saw it on social media. This was when he was in the facility before the draft.
I do remember that, yes.
And he was talking to him about, you know, what do you do when things don't go your way?
And you're not getting the ball.
What happens when you're not getting the ball?
Yep.
And he's basically asking him, are you going to be a diva if we don't get you the ball because of whatever the circumstances?
And wide receivers have had that sort of feeling that they've been divas for years.
I mean, I thought his answer was pretty good. You know?
I love the answer. Yeah.
And I'm going to be frustrated, but you know, it's a team game type thing. I wondered if that was it. Like, all right, first preseason game, it's your first time to show out. Only if it's perfect, don't throw the shots at him.
Yeah.
Just see how he reacts. And see how he handles it.
Oh, you think it was
I'm wondering if it's a test.
That's interesting.
Because I don't, like, those type of things.
So you think, not through the game, not nothing like that, but you thought they said, they like, send a message almost like, hey, not even a don't message. Look Malik's way, let's see how he handles it.
Yes.
Interesting.
Because don't forget that in year one of Dave's regime here, when he was trying to rebuild the culture, we remember this story.
Yep.
Like, he would tell Wink and the defense what was happening.
I remember that, yep.
Right?
You're
just,
right.
Just to see how Daniel Jones would react to it. Mm-hmm. Like, how he would deal with the frustration of, man, these guys know what I'm doing. Right? How do I find success? And so it's a growth tool. Now, maybe I'm just out on a limb here, reaching for something that Dable is manufacturing to help Malik Nabers as a young rookie wide receiver grow and deal with the frustrations that are inevitable for young players in the NFL. But I that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, man, I wonder if this is intentional.
No, that's interesting.
Like, how does he not have a target?
Right, and he was wide open. And we know how Dable is, and we see the hype. And I've said it. I said he will be the greatest wide receiver in the history of the Giants. I think he, much like myself, a generational talent, speaks in the third person like Jimmy from Seinfeld. So I love the whole deal, and I speak in the third person. So I love the whole thing. But you're right. He's been so, like, he's just like, the hype train is so high. Dable, even if he's not on social media, doesn't strike me as a guy that's on social media, but he's got flunkies that tell him what's going on. So he probably knows what's going on. So maybe, to your point, Teak, he was like, you know what? Let's humble the kid a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see how he reacts.
Yeah.
And let's see if he passes the test.
Yeah.
Because they asked him that question on the Hard Knocks.
Uh-huh.
And then here you are, preseason game. Because at training camp, and I was there for it, I mean, they throw the ball to him every single time.
Every play.
Every play is get it to Malik, get open. And then you see it in the first preseason game and no Malik Nabers. Let's see how he responds. Let's see what he says to the media. You know, not trying to set him up, but just to see, this is playing in New York.
It becomes a learning opportunity.
Right, exactly. This is not LSU, which I'm sure the media is crazy around there too, because SEC, this out, the whole deal. But that's an interesting thought, Teak. I like that, because I was frustrated. I know, like, everybody covering the game, social media, we just wanted to see Malik get the football because it's preseason, it's whatever. You want to see exciting players, and it was our first chance to really see him as far as, like, you know, on the field and stuff like that. Obviously, videos on Twitter and stuff like that is not the same as seeing him in a game. But I like that thought. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Michael in Toms River. What's up, Mike?
I know I'm a little late on this. I got a two-parter here. But with your Mount Rushmore there, it's a sports show. You got to talk about Ricky Williams in there.
Yeah, good one.
You know what?
Oh, man, he went off.
But the top four, though? He's an honorable mention for sure.
I'd have to add him into the sports section at least.
Yeah. God, you know what that feels like? It's like one of those,
Mike.
It's like a great president that came after. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. It's like, oh, we should add another bust. You just can't.
You can't.
But Ricky is iconic.
Ricky is absolutely iconic. If you're just tuning in, obviously Snoop Dogg reportedly getting $500,000 a day to be at the Olympics, and this is the thirstiest Olympics I've ever seen. The thirst traps. I mean, you can't watch the Olympics with your wife and your kids. I mean, it's basically, you know, X-rated. I mean, the ratings will be through the roof. So then we got into the people we associate most with weed, with marijuana, and it was Snoop. We didn't want to break up Cheech and Chong. They're one. Bob Marley, Willie Nelson, and we've heard Ricky, Seth Rogen, a couple other guys. So no, listen, it's a pretty long list: Cat Williams, Dave Chappelle, Jim Brewer. But I just don't see that top four getting cracked. And Ricky's a good one, though, so I appreciate that. That's a good thought there. Let's go to Andrew in Brooklyn. What's up, Andrew?
How are you? So, Tiki, I wasn't going to call, but I was like screaming at the radio, and then Tiki said it. I think last night, one, they wanted to see how we reacted, but more than anything, they weren't going to risk any injury. Even when they were interviewing Joe Shane, he was like, I just hope nobody gets hurt.
Yep.
I think they just want him to get his feet wet, run some routes, and no matter what, they were not throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
We're not risking injury, but hey, go get your feet wet. He probably begged to dress and play. He said, okay, go run your 10 snaps, but we're not throwing you the ball.
Yeah, it's almost like go understand the speed of the game, because it's very different, right? The pace in which the game moves from college to the NFL is very different. And so you don't – practice doesn't show it to you.
Sure.
Practice, it's like the coaches are standing right behind you. It's you do a simulated, but it's still, it's slower.
Even in a joint practice,
it's just slower. Like it's controlled.
Yeah,
like
correct.
Once you get inside the lines and it's real whistles, it's no longer controlled. Even if it's preseason, it's not controlled any longer. So I mean, that's actually a good thought as well. We're not going to risk you getting hurt, but we want you to see what the speed of this game is like.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Connor in Goshen. What's up, Con?
Hey, Tommy, big fan of you. You are the next generation talent.
I agree. I agree with that. Yep.
Tiki, big fan of you. Obviously, again, big Giants fan.
Appreciate you. Up in the land of Tracy Johnson, my wife. She's from Goshen.
Yeah, I remember. I called.
Just Connor and Tracy are from Goshen, by the way. I couldn't tell you where Goshen is. Goshen. I mean, what is Goshen known for?
It's up near Middletown, New York.
Where's
Route 17?
Yeah, 17.
Right next to Monticello.
The serial killer capital of the world. I've never heard of it. Goshen?
Stop.
Right next to C-Mac.
Exactly.
I'm just calling because, I saw the game last night. I'm just excited for football being back. But
no doubt.
Excited that, to be really honest, from what I saw, Tommy DeVito should be the backup of Jones, no doubt. And I agree that, to me, he brought up to that level to get to possibly the starter, but I still think Jones is going to be there, and I think having DeVito being to me a competent quarterback is a positive sign for the Giants if Jones goes down.
Yeah.
So
and Connor, I think that's unfortunately for Tommy DeVito this season. I'm not talking about what happens in his future. I'm just talking about for this season. Mm-hmm. That's likely his ceiling is be competent. If called upon, right? Be prepared and ready for all eventualities if called upon, right? Don't be that liability that gets sacked 37 times in 6 starts last year. If you can do that, then maybe we can trust you. Because in their minds, in Joe Shane and Dave's mind, I don't think they came into the season thinking that he had the ability to even be the backup. Because why else would you have paid
The $5 million.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when they were looking, we saw this on Hard Knocks. I'm sure it was more detailed than that. They had a much deeper, in-depth conversations about Tommy's skill set and where he is in his development versus what's out there on the street or in the free agent market and what they could get. And Drew Lock was the best option. That's their value. I have to trust them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I feel like they've done a pretty good job constructing this team, especially from where it was 3 years ago when it was bereft of a lot of talent. And so I just have to trust them right now until they prove that we don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now I'm trusting them. And they didn't think Tommy DeVito was ready. But now Tommy DeVito, because of the Drew Lock injury. Missed it earlier, Drew Lock has a bone contusion. We're not exactly sure where. And an oblique strain, I believe, or something.
Yeah, he's gonna miss a few
something
weeks.
In the side. But he's going to miss some time. We don't know how long it's going to be, but whatever it is, it's an opportunity for Tommy DeVito to play in the post in the preseason because we know Daniel Jones is not playing in the preseason, and currently there is no other quarterback on the roster.
Yeah, and they're likely to sign somebody. No surgery is required for Locke. He's expected to miss some time, which is super-duper ambiguous. Mm-hmm. Could be a week, could be 3 weeks, could be 4 months. I don't want to even try to even speculate. Right. I don't know. They're not telling us that.
But either way, they have to sign a quarterback.
Absolutely, play in the preseason because DJ's not going to play.
DJ's not playing, and Tommy DeVito's not playing 60 minutes for 2 straight games.
Yep.
I mean, maybe he could. Maybe he should. Maybe it'd be the best thing for him, but I doubt he's doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, like I said, Tommy DeVito, to me, should be the starter in week one. And it's not just because you know his mom makes the good manigot. It's not just because she makes the pasta fagioli, which my late grandmother, made the best pasta fagioli ever. I don't know all our grandmas have, but my grandma for sure. He goes by Tommy. And besides the fact that I have my ears pierced, besides the fact that I have ripped jeans, besides the fact that I'm not doing it today, shout out to the Islanders, of course. I wear my hat backwards. You know what I love about Tommy DeVito? I assume his name is Thomas. So is mine. He goes by Tommy. You know how many people come up to me and go, you can't go by Tommy because it's immature, because of Rugrats, right? Wasn't there a character on Rugrats, Tommy? So now Tommy
was the baby, right?
Tommy was the baby.
They're all babies.
I know, but like the baby, like the real baby.
No, Tommy Pickles.
Tommy Pickles. So everybody now, because of Rugrats, associates Tommy with immaturity. So I always used to go, it depends on when you met me here, and we'll get back to your calls here in a second. I used to be Lou Gower or Tom back in the day. Thomas is what my wife calls me and my family, but I went by Tommy in college, and everybody, you can't be 40 and go by Tommy.
Grow up.
Yeah, the Giants started quarterback is named Tommy.
Wait, your wife calls you Thomas?
My wife calls me Thomas.
When she's mad at you?
No, always. Really? It's as if I should be playing golf and be wearing coral pants and living out in the Hamptons.
She goes, I'm Thomas, can you grab me a drink from the fridge?
Thomas, why didn't you throw out the garbage? Thomas, make the bed. I go by Thomas. So my parents,
Thomas,
my family.
Thomas, where are you?
Yeah, she calls me Thomas. Don't
Thomas.
That would bother me.
Hi, Thomas. That's just weird. Not
that
Tom.
Is weird. It's like, and it's not your mom. Like, I feel like your mom is the only one that could get away with that.
So my wife calls everybody by their full name. Oh. So obviously Brian, there is no full name there.
Right.
Connor, no. She would call Tiki a team. She would not call him Tiki. If you're Chris, it's Christopher. So she doesn't like shortening of the name. She feels like that's the name you were given, and that's the name I'm going to call you by.
So not Muhammad Ali then?
No. Does mama call him Clay? I'm going to call him Clay. That was essentially what my wife is. So that's a little, but she's also the real life Cosmo Kramer, and she lives in chaos. By the way, there's a funny story about my wife that we'll get into here in a little bit. We will get back to the Mets. We got to discuss Pete Alonso, of course, Yankees, Craig and Susan doing the game over the weekend. And Tiki has a thought on Aaron Rodgers that we really need to discuss, plus a Cinco to 5-0 coming your way at 5 o'clock. 888-808-1019 is the number to call.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Evan and Tiki here on the Fan. Loogie and Lightning, Evan on vacation. Sean, we're thinking about you, bud. We'll all be back in some capacities next week. We've got a lot going on. We'll be out of Jet Camp, Fanatics Fest, Javits Center next Friday. We're all looking forward to that. You guys all remember Dom Smith, right? Obviously, Mets, the whole deal. Good buddies with Pete Alonso. He's on the Red Sox now. And I guess they have this thing where if Dom has a big moment or whatever, they call it a Big Dom Smith moment or Big Dom Smith moments. So the Red Sox social media department tweeted something out the other night and then they had to delete it. Uh-huh. So when Dom got the hit, and I don't want to send Tiki down a rabbit hole here. And if you
now I have to.
If children are watching or listening, please, I know they hear worse in school, but don't make them go do this. But
right, earmuffs.
Earmuffs, and don't listen to Positive Tommy here. They tweeted out BDSM, Big Dom Smith moments, right? The problem when you run into things like this is BDSM has another meaning. Not that I would know anything about this, but it has another meaning. And whatever you do in your personal life, maybe you do it with your significant other, that's fine. Mm. But it doesn't just mean big Dom Smith moments, Teague. Are you, no. down that hole right now?
I mean, I've heard of it before.
Oh, you've heard of it before. I wouldn't say you partake in it, Teague. I'm not accusing you. I don't know what Rondé does in his personal life. I'm not saying any of the barbers take part in any of this stuff. But
right.
I'm sure the comments on this tweet were pointing out to the the intern or whoever would tweet
damage.
This out. That, yes, BDSM, there is some damage being done. And it doesn't just mean big Dom Smith moments,
Teague. No, it doesn't. Think of the things that kind of like hold you.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
And, like when you MMA.
Yes.
In MMA. When you like get an arm bar or something.
Right.
You do that thing, uh-huh. you submit.
Yes.
Right? That's kind of what
we've all seen
Pulp
Fiction. Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of that, too, did you see Bill Belichick, right? He's got the girlfriend now that he met, and this hits home, Teague, that the cheering competition,
yes, the
right?
Cheer.
Apparently. And this is there
and
was
she's
a
like 22 or
yeah, something
four
like
or something
well,
like that.
Must be nice, right? I get older, they stay the same age, right? So her mother apparently is a manager of like a sex store. I don't know if you know that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard not to get choked up about
it. Yeah, no, I read that somewhere in the post. I think they discussed that earlier on the morning show here.
Oh, wait, so you're doing the tie-in now with the Boston Red Sox.
So the Red Sox,
the
so that's
Patriots.
That was the Easter egg there.
Oh,
so those of you that didn't know what
I
was referencing.
That's the rabbit hole you wanted me to
so
go down.
You got to be careful when you tweet things out like this, especially if you're one of the Major League Baseball teams. I'm sure Rob Manfred was like, hold on a second here. Boston, you got to delete that. It means something else.
Hold on. Did they hashtag it?
I don't know. I saw the story. I didn't see the actual tweet.
If they would have put the actual tweet with the hashtag BDSM.
Let's get that trending. And then someone clicks on it. You know, the 12-year-old Red Sox. And you're like, what is this going on here? This has nothing to do with Dom Smith. But I don't know what they're going to do now. I would just tweet out big Dom Smith moments at this point. Don't try to shorten it up and just go with big Dom Smith moments.
Or just call it Dom Smith moments.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or just come up like, because they do Big Nick energy, which of course we know what they're going for there. Mm. Like sometimes you could just be wink, wink. But
oh,
when
wait,
you...
so you think this was intentional wink, wink, but it was so specific, like you had to take it down?
No, my gut is that they didn't know. Mm. My gut
How
is
do you
is,
not know?
Well, not everybody knows that kind of stuff. Not
what
everybody.
Is it? Is it,
I know we have
is
Google.
Is an intern doing this at like 22 years old?
That's always the joke that interns run the social media says. I'm sure somebody's getting paid to do it, much like we have it here with the digital thing. But yeah, I'm guessing. The only reason I say this is because then why take it down? If you know what you're doing and you know people are going to react to it, then why take
because
it down?
Because the reaction was probably extreme.
But I would imagine not like getting mad, just people like making fun of me. Like,
yeah,
is anybody alive over there?
I don't know. People could have complained.
I don't know if anybody has approached Dom about this or asked Dom Smith about this or anything like that, but I did see the story there that made me chuckle. Obviously, Dom Smith, we remember him here with the Mets. All right, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, Tiki Barber here, Evan and Tiki. We got you to 6:30. Tommy DeVito opened the show saying, I think he should be the week one starter. Now, I have to remind everybody, last year, I was a huge Tommy DeVito supporter. I love the story. Mm-hmm. I love the energy and everything that he brought. And I'll just be honest. My favorite movie of all time is Goodfellas. And this is Joe Pesci's character's name. Like, this is perfect. He's a good fella. He's one of us. He doesn't shine shoes anymore. Come on,
funny,
Henry.
How am I funny?
Yeah, how am I funny?
Yeah, the funny. I mean, not funny. You got me listening to Pesci. The interesting thing about last year with Tommy is that when he came in and had to play, you loved it because he had to play.
Mm.
There was no other option. And so I think just by default, you were supporting him because what else are you doing? I don't know. And I'm sure they picked somebody up off the street. They had to have because Tyrod Taylor was hurt and Daniel Jones obviously was out for the season. Like they had to have somebody as their backup. And I don't remember who that was.
Yeah, I'm not remembering either.
But Tommy was the only option. Right, so you had to be root for him, and then when he messed around and won some games,
yeah,
it just made it even like more of an interesting
story.
Yeah,
he became Willie Beeman.
Exactly, he became like a mini cult hero for the local fans, and so
definitely
you wanted to see him continue to get the shot, but ultimately it's about winning, and you got to put your best opportunity out there.
But
to win.
He was winning games.
Yeah,
he was,
but then he wasn't. And he got sacked a
lot.
But
as soon as it got bad, they pulled the plug on
him. I mean, I was calling that Jet game when... And I
where they didn't let him throw the ball forward?
Right. At some point, I'm going to have to ask Dave this. I mean, I should. The next time I go over to the stadium, I'm going to ask Dave. Like, just tell me. I'm off the record. I won't tell anybody, I promise.
Just tell everybody here. Right. Just whisper it.
Why didn't you let him throw the ball?
Tommy throw!
At that game, it was let him throw. They were chanting it. Let him throw.
Yeah, because there's a lot on the line in that game, Teague.
Of course
there was. Giants, Jets.
And they ended up losing it.
And it was a you were there. It was just not a well-played game. It was horrible weather. I think Marash is still sick from it.
Yeah.
It was a rough day. Obviously, Dave sent the kicker out there that was injured, the whole thing. And then you get DeVito in overtime, and... I think they just threw in the towel. They wouldn't let him throw the ball forward.
Yeah.
At least give him an opportunity
to
win the game.
A backwards pass to Saquon,
yeah,
I think, and maybe a couple other screens. But they didn't give him a shot. And then the next time he played, I think it was 2 weeks later, he played. Then he was Tommy DeVito.
Yep.
And he won three games.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like, okay, maybe we got something. And then he got big.
Yeah, and I just think that...
I don't shine shoes anymore.
Doesn't shine shoes anymore. You've been gone for a little bit. Maybe they didn't tell you where you are. DeVito, to me, relatable. And when I think of Daniel Jones, and this is nothing to do with Daniel Jones. I think he's a great dude, awesome. This is the type of guy you'd want to be your starting quarterback if you were to have a starting quarterback factory. But you're talking about New York City. You're talking about the tri-state area. You're talking about Daniel Jones, a guy who went to Duke, where... Tiki would be allowed there, but 95% of us would not be allowed on campus for a tour. Like, you are the elite, smartest people in the world, Duke, amazing. Now you got Tommy DeVito. Obviously, he went to Cuse. I forgot where else he went. He transferred.
Illinois.
I know that. Illinois. And you have a guy here, local ties, good fellow, one of us. The fans love him.
Come on, make that coffee to go.
He's relatable. He is just the people's champ in a way that the fans want him. And I just think the Tommy DeVito mania, my gut instinct here is that the Giants as an organization said, you know what, too much, pull the plug, put in Taylor, now let's bring in Drew Lock. You're going to tell me that Drew Lock's better than Tommy DeVito? Based on what? And then you pay the guy $5 million? DeVito should have been the backup to start with, and DeVito should be the starting quarterback because I just think you could catch lightning in a bottle again, you let him develop, and you see what you got with this kid. And if he ever became something in this town, I mean, he'd be a legend because of this story, because of the family, because of the organization he plays for. Why not give it a shot?
Well,
Daniel Jones, like, that's what we're going with?
He's getting preseason shot. That's what's happening. And that's all you can count on for right now. But by the way, it's baby steps. Just take some baby steps. Count your blessings. The opportunity is now right in front of Tommy DeVito.
Will he ever get
real shot?
Yeah.
No, because if... Not here. Because there's one caveat, one exception.
Don't
here.
Say on the Jets.
No.
Okay.
Not on the Jets. I'm talking on the Giants.
Okay.
If Daniel Jones gets hurt and Drew Lock is either injured, compromised, or bad, and he gets a shot for an extended amount of time, so I'm not talking 3 or 4 games.
Sure.
If he gets a 10-game audition.
And if he plays well, do they stick with him?
And he goes 8-2.
Yeah. Are they sticking with him?
I think they give him a real shot the next year.
All right.
They'll draft.
I get that.
The inevitable quarterback.
Well,
but he'll get a shot.
I still think Tommy DeVito has a strong chance to be something. He would be my week one starter based on what I saw last year, based on what I see this year. Everything, the sports universe, it just seems like the perfect storm. This just feels like a gift. Tommy DeVito, this is Joe Pesci's character in Goodfellas. He's from around here. Like, they were showing his family more on TV than they were Taylor Swift. She's the most famous person on the planet, non-political. She is the most famous person. And they were showing the DeVitos, Big Tom, the whole gang, the agent that looked like Junior Soprano. Like, that's what the story was. If that ever, like, became something and he won games with the Giants, it would be the biggest thing in town. And so I just think that that's something that they should absolutely do going into the season. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tim is in West Orange. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Lugie and Tiki, how you guys doing?
We're good, Tim.
I wanted to talk about Tommy DeVito and Drew Lock. I know Drew Lock got a guaranteed $5 million, but he's definitely not better than Tommy DeVito because I think Tommy should be the week one starter as well.
Mm.
But
now, you're convincing people already.
No, absolutely. Do you think if Tommy plays really well in preseason and, like, lights out, do you think there's a way that with the guaranteed money that Drew Lock is getting, is there a way that they could possibly trade him and flip him for a draft pick? Maybe a late-round draft pick?
It's interesting. Yeah, they could trade. Trade is obviously an option. But they're not going to do that until they know that, one, Tommy DeVito is viable,
mm-hmm.
or two, that Daniel Jones is, you know, compromised in some capacity. So I don't think that's going to happen. So, is fully healthy, not compromised. That Daniel Jones is fully healthy and that Drew Lock might not be, you know, in their future. Trade is not something I don't think they're thinking of right now. But if Tommy outplays him, maybe it becomes an option.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get that opportunity here, and he's going to get the reps. And Drew Lock, if you're just tuning in, he's banged up right now. He's not going to need surgery, but he's going to be out. The Giants were ambiguous. They didn't really give us a timetable. They're not going to play Daniel Jones in the preseason. They're going to bring in another quarterback to get reps. So you're going to see a lot of Tommy DeVito here in the preseason. So he has, another opportunity here to prove himself. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Ozzy in Woodridge.
Ozzy.
Yo, Tommy, can you hear me?
I can. I see what you want to talk about, and I gotta tell you this every time you're on the air, Oz. Easy, big fella. You want to talk? By the way, we got beach volleyball on right now, so Tiki's very distracted, and I'm about 50% distracted. I know you want to talk about the Olympics. I doubt you want to talk about pole vaulting or them throwing a big, you know, whatever they're throwing there. I saw somebody throwing something before. What do they call that?
Shot put.
Shot put. I don't think you want to talk about shot putting. So just, you know, easy there. All right. What do you got?
About the beach volleyball right now, what is with these Brazilian girls and these baggy shorts?
You are unbelievable.
What are we doing here?
Teak, you know what, Oz?
Lugie and I were looking at each other because we knew that's exactly where you were going. Exactly where you were going.
I would say this. We did the Mount Rushmore of guys that are associated with marijuana. I'll just say it. If you're going Mount Rushmore of thong bikinis, I mean, you think Miami, you think South Beach, and you think of Brazil.
In Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. By the way, thong bikinis making a comeback here. Whenever I go to the beach, I'm like, geez.
It is.
I'm
and like, it's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere now.
Yeah, man, this is at like Tobe on Long Island, and I'm sitting there going, my God.
We were down at Cape May a couple weeks ago. Same thing.
By the way,
that's a family beach.
I know,
that's
what I'm saying.
Well, Ozzy, Tiki, I know Scones, Behind the Glass is married. For all you married men out there, if you're going to the beach, wear sunglasses. That's a little pro tip right there, by the way. You can survey the field, as they say.
Even
as like a
quarterback. Even if it's cloudy.
Yeah.
And especially if it's night.
Wear the sunglasses.
Yeah, I wear my sunglasses at night. Yes. I wear my sunglasses in the gym. I wear them bad boys everywhere.
I feel you on that. What else there, Oz?
I'm even going to wear them watching women's track and field because after I watch, I feel like I'm ready to compete in the pole vault, if
I
you
understand.
Know what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Next. What do we got? Come on. All right, Ozzy.
All right.
Let's go.
Now, here's why. Major Tom, this is ground control to Major Tom. Tiki, you talked about the meteoric extinction of dinosaurs.
Yes.
Tommy, tell him what else is meteoric.
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy's rise.
Or Positive Tommy. Positive Tommy, of course, you're discussing Positive Tommy, who's undefeated, generational talent, future of the station, and is undefeated, never even been tied. Most of the times people just forfeit, they give up. Is that what you're referencing there, Oz?
That and also the theme of this call, what else is meteoric is you know what when I'm watching female track and field.
All right, Oz. You know what? Just get a hose down there, fella. All right? Jeez.
Take a cold shower.
Oz is married with kids. Yeah, relax. Not saying you can't watch it. Not saying you can't have a little alone time in the basement if you're watching beach volleyball. Just easy there, all right? All right? Calm down over there. Oz, 888-808-1019. Let's try to cleanse the palate here if we can. Peter in Brooklyn. What's up, Petey?
Hey, Tommy, I'm a long-time listener for the WFN, diehard Giants fan, Brooklyn nice. Italian kid.
Love it.
And, I agree with you 100%. Tommy DeVito all the way. He showed moxie last year
toughness.
In that game. I forgot if it was against the Packers when he came back and drove them down the field to score.
Yes.
I think this guy should really get a shot. I would hate to see him go somewhere. And then rip it up like you know I think they should definitely give him a
shot.
Well,
he basically not threatened that, but he basically said that like I dare you to cut me because I won't be unemployed for long.
No,
and he's gonna go somewhere and and show himself. By the way, I love that kind of confidence. You got to have that belief in yourself. You can't be overly humble sometimes, especially mm-hmm. when you're coming from the bottom type of situation. Like, he was undrafted. Right? Yep. He's just kind of the guy that, oh, this is a cool story.
Absolutely.
When you're the cool story, you can't be, I don't know, you can't be understated. You got to prove it yep. and show yourself. And I think Tommy did that last year. The question is, can he do it this year? And will he do it this year? Because he's going to get the opportunity now.
Yeah, and the caller brought it up, toughness. Teague, you yeah. brought it up, the amount of sacks he took, which some are his fault, some of the offensive line's fault. We know he was not the only quarterback getting sacked for the Giants, and we know the offensive line was really, really bad. I mean,
yeah, they had
well at times,
48 other sacks, by
right.
the way, between the two other quarterbacks.
I think it speaks a lot to the fact that he took a beating and got up. Like, he showed toughness. He showed he wanted to be out there. And that's another thing that will inundate you with this franchise for sure, the blue collars, the guys that trek out to MetLife Stadium, Giants, what they've been about, that toughness. And I think that's also what DeVito brings to the field. And I think that's why fans love the guy, because they saw a guy that got beat up, that took a lot of sacks, that won games, that showed toughness, local guy, unheralded, great story. Like, to me, it's like this perfect thing that's sitting there for the Giants. It's like, why not take advantage of that? Not just because of everything it brings as far as fanfare, but also like, hey, you're trying to develop a young quarterback. Why not give Tommy a shot? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Frank is in Bloomfield. What's up, Frank?
Hey, it's Santa Claus, Loogie. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. So, Frank, okay. So, what Frank is alluding to here, this was from a couple of days ago. Frank, one year on Halloween, dressed up like Santa, and his buddy dressed up like a pimp. Just so hopefully Andy Martino's not listening. He dressed up like a pimp. I mean, that's what he dressed up like. So it was a pimp and Santa Claus. And I don't remember which one you were, Frank. Maybe you were Santa, I believe. But I made the ho-ho father joke, and that's what we're talking about. That's what we're discussing.
All right. So, by the way, Ziggy, I actually sent some pictures on Facebook about how I looked on Halloween last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, on your the Evan and Tiki site.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Well, just to be clear, that Evan and Tiki site is not, I think, is a fan thing. So it's not like we see that.
Okay.
I know. I'm going to out, and then we miss you, pal. Sean Marais likes to, like sort of get into the bowels there on that site. But I've seen people show me it before, but we don't actually run that. So if you really do want to get us stuff like that, Frankie, you can hit us up on our Twitter, mm-hmm. whether it's mine or Teak or Evan or Sean or more official stuff. That's more of a fan page.
All right, you got it, boss. Thank you for that insight.
Yeah.
Now, here we're going to talk about Tommy DeVito. Since I'm the Santa Claus man, I'm going to guarantee that Tommy DeVito is going to Eli Manning this team to a Super Bowl.
that's bold.
Frank, I love it.
That's bold.
I love it. And that's what I'm saying. That's what Tommy DeVito
positive
brings.
Positive Santa over here.
Positive Santa, positive Tommy. Tommy DeVito brings positivity. He brings excitement. He brings fun. He brings a great story. He brings optimism. And that's why, to me, Teak, it's a no-brainer. Get this guy. Make him your starter in week one.
Yeah, does not happen.
Now, here's an interesting one here, because we had, I forgot the fellas. Oh, Craig and Jackson here mm-hmm. earlier. And nice guy, Jackson, young Giant fan, wore the Saquon Barkley jersey to troll Tiki. And you guys were discussing Evan Neal, off air. Now, Jackson, I don't think it's the same Jackson. Maybe it is. But there's a Jackson in Plainview now. It's not. Obviously, he's like nine, so yeah. I doubt he'd be calling. But Jackson in Plainview has a question about Evan Neal. And I don't know if Jackson has the inside info or we do. But right. Here's Jackson in Plainview. What's up, Jack?
That's not the same Jackson.
Right, yeah, no, I figured.
Hey, Loogie. Hey, Tiki.
What's up, dude?
Before I get to my point, Loogie, you don't actually believe that DeVito is a better football player than Daniel Jones,
no,
right?
I do, and I believe that he's better in this situation. I think the universe has sort of, come together here. It's aligned, and I just think Tommy DeVito, based on the story, based on, I think, his ability, based on his potential, why not Tommy DeVito? We've seen what Daniel Jones can bring to the table. Daniel Jones obviously has a long injury history. We have no idea what Daniel Jones is going to be at this point. He's had a neck, a back. And it's not just a Ciara song, right? Ciara, mm-hmm. I always say Ciara like she's a soft drink. He's had a million injuries, so why not Tommy DeVito? So, no, I'm not just saying it to say it. I do believe in
He actually believes it, Jackson, unfortunately. But go
ahead. Just Tiki, I guess it's a question for you. I guess, was there a setback in the spring? And when the media asked about it, we see that Dave's is like hesitant to answer it and moves on.
This is for Evan Neal.
Yeah, about regarding Evan Neal. So I don't think there was a setback, but I mean, I think there was a delay in getting the diagnosis correct. And so the surgery was later, but he's also not recovering fast. And again, I'm just speculating on this because he had his surgery. I forget when the exact surgery was, but Daniel Jones had an ACL surgery. He had an ankle surgery, and Daniel Jones has been back and participating in 100% of the preseason, training camp snaps. Mm. Obviously, he didn't play in the preseason, and Evan Neal is still on the sideline. We haven't seen him yet. I mean, I guess doing some drills on the sideline.
Yeah, because he was rehabbing away from the team and all that.
And so there's politics going on, it sounds like, but there's also maybe he's a slow healer. And so his role is compromised here. It's never going to be guaranteed for him going forward. And he's got to find his way back into earning the chance to be on the field.
Right.
Not even like guaranteed, all injury put you out. When you come back, you're going to be our starting tackle. Nobody wants to see that. Right? You have to earn your way back, especially when you've been out this long.
Absolutely. And you were bad as you were. And I wonder out loud what the relationship is like now with him and the Giants. If they're happy with everything he's done here as far as rehabbing away from the team.
Oh, you could guarantee they were unhappy about that.
Because you don't rehab with the team and then you're not ready to go.
Yes.
Like, that's a double whammy. Thing, they got to be pissed,
right?
Yeah,
because they're not aware.
Right.
Right. If there's one thing, if you're rehabbing at the Giants facility and Ronnie Barnes can tell the organization, he's just not coming along well.
Uh-huh.
He's fine.
Yep.
Now all you could do is, when he's away from the team, you just assume that he's getting better.
Right.
And then he comes in and he's not.
And he's not.
It's a political cluster.
Yep. And it's not like it's a 9-time Pro Bowler where if you have some clout, Teak, you could get away with stuff like that.
Right.
You are now looking like a bust at a college. And then you do this. I'm sure they're aggravated. I'm sure things are not going well there because of the stuff we laid out. And look, we've seen offensive linemen leave the Giants and be good. Flowers wasn't great, but he was serviceable in Miami.
Right? Yeah. He was a tackle, moved positions to a guard in Miami. He was actually pretty good.
Yeah, he was. He was solid. And obviously here he was
got another contract in Miami. That means he actually did his job.
Yeah, and he played like 7-8 more years, I think, after here. So there have been other guys, too, that have gone on and been good. But I just, as much as I'd want to, like, you know, try to, like, figure out a way to support Evan Neal, I just think it's a rocky situation there. Mm-hmm. He was not great. Maybe they could move him somewhere else, but there's a lot going on there, and I just think the Giants are probably ready to move on from Evan Neal. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Evan and Tiki, we got you to 6:30. Remember, the Yankees rained out tonight. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, single admission, I believe. It's your traditional, single admission doubleheader tomorrow. Starting first pitch 1:05. And remember, Craig Carton, Susan Waldman will be doing the games tomorrow, doubleheader tomorrow, and then on Sunday. You can hear that, of course, right here on WFAN. We'll have a 5:00 coming your way in a couple minutes. We will discuss Craig and Susan doing the game. Tiki's got a thought on Aaron Rodgers. I promise we will get to that for sure. More of your calls on Tommy DeVito, the Mets, everything going on here in New York sports at 888-808-1019.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.